Wrangell has declared a water emergency. City officials say the Southeast community has about 1 month of supply left. So they're asking residents to cut back on use. Those conservation measures and more rainfall could solve the problem. KSTK's June Loeffler has this report.
The city says it will aggressively monitor and strictly enforce water restrictions for residents. These mandates include no outside water usage, fixing plumbing leaks, and reducing everyday consumption. Lisa Von Bargen is the city manager.
Obviously, nobody's really watering anything outside yet because it's still too cold, but there's going to be the urge to want to wash your cars. Please refrain from doing that. Any washing of decks or driveways or paved surfaces or things like that.
Residents who don't comply will get a verbal and written warning. Further violations could bring a $500 fine. Wrangell does not have a water metering system.
We're not going out there with a hammer and handing people a citation immediately. We're going to make sure that the community understands why we're doing this and what needs to be done. But please, we need to make sure that there isn't abuse and isn't egregious use of water in the community. So
the city says it will survey and fix its own system leaks.
We believe that there are losses in the water system. We just don't know where they are, and that needs to get done.
The city issued a red alert. This comes less than 3 weeks after it announced a lesser yellow alert. The water shortage is twofold. There isn't enough raw water because the island hasn't gotten much rainfall. And the water treatment plant isn't cutting it. Through its filtration process, it's losing hundreds of thousands of gallons a week.
Every time we do filter cleanings, we're dumping approximately 150,000 gallons of water, which is a ridiculous loss because there's no way to recoup that. That can be anywhere from between 2 and 4 times a week.
The city says it has plans to retain half of that lost water through more maintenance. The plant was installed in 1999. Since then, it has required way more maintenance than anticipated. And in the past few years, it has struggled to meet the town's needs. It is also working with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to address the issue. The city is working towards replacing its plant. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.